peek into that same issue of the Globe magazine, and you'll find an essay by our own Adam Ragusea. He's been thinking a lot about his college education and how it prepared him for a career, or didn't.
In July of 1999, I sat in the Koussevitzky Music Shed and watched the Boston Symphony Orchestra play Beethoven's Symphonies 6 and 7, infused with the heady vapor of green grass at twilight. Walking back to my dorm through Berkshire Mountain Meadows, I got stuck in the pouring rain with a pretty harpist in a red dress. These days, whenever I hear the stormy allegretto from Beethoven 7, I think about that night and my eyes roll back in my head. I was 17, a summer student at the Boston University Tanglewood Institute, and utterly powerless to resist the sensuality and grandeur of classical music. My parents were equally seduced. When I returned home with a cassette tape of the woodwind quintet I'd composed, they made me play it in a living room full of their marginally interested friends. If there was any doubt I'd be a music major, it was diluted in a potent cocktail of adolescent hormones and parental pride. A few years later, I was in a master's program studying classical composition, but toward the end of my last semester, I walked into my department head's office and accused him of running a pyramid scheme. I felt victimized. I'd begun to realize the only way I could realistically expect to make money with this kind of music was to teach it to some other sucker. Instead, I found a job writing news copy and never turned in my thesis. Of my friends who did, a few are headed to the top of that pyramid, but most lie broke and broken at its base. My old professors, however noble their intentions, exploit the inebriating effect that music has on the young mind. And even though they taught me lots of skills that have been surprisingly applicable to my radio work, I still feel victimized. It's little more than a happy accident I'm not, at this moment, slumped over the piano with a phone in one hand, playing along to Sallie Mae's Hold music with the other, as I wait to beg for my upteenth deferment.
We are currently experiencing very high call volume.
No kidding. So, a few months ago, when Florida Governor Rick Scott floated the idea of redirecting his state's public higher education dollars away from liberal arts and toward more directly marketable disciplines, I could see his point. Part of me wishes society hadn't encouraged my youthful folly by subsidizing it.
Radio Boston's Adam Ragusea. That was just an excerpt from his essay. You can read it in its entirety in this Sunday's Boston Globe magazine, or right now online. There is a link at radioboston.org.
Coming up, Benjamin Britten's War Requiem comes to Boston. Stay with us, I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.